in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
A lot of people all over this country have suffered with load shedding. We're all aware the impact it had not only on business, but also on ordinary people. Wherever you go, people have lost equipment, the appliances have all gone down, and people are not happy that no one's doing anything about the situation. In every area I've gone to, whether it's in the informal settlements, or whether it's in the hospitals, or whether it's in the big townships like Chatsworth, Phoenix, Varalam, Tongat, the Bluff, suburbs of the Bluff, Reservoir, people are not happy that the tariffs are going up, despite the fact that they're hardly using electricity, food is going off, appliances are breaking down. They're also unhappy that car power ship is going to be installed in our harbors, and this will raise the cost of electricity. We know in other parts of the world, in Ghana, billions of rands of loans have been taken to pay car power ship, and likewise, this will happen in South Africa. And whilst we agree that there's a need to address the energy needs of this country, what we don't agree on is how we address it. And we certainly believe that there's enough power, solar power, and other energy users that can be used to address our needs.
When and where does the march take place?
The march takes place from Speaker's Corner to the City Hall. We have informed the Premier of this province and her department, so they've accepted they will be there. We've also informed the National Department, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, to inform them about this and why it's important. We've asked them to attend. They have not responded. We've also invited the ministers, the Minerals and Energy Department, where the minister, Gwede Ntate, is the head of that department, and they have not responded at all. So what we're seeking is that government must come and meet to the community, shall we receive our statement, so that understanding that the people in Durban cannot afford the tariff increases at all, whether it's the water increase or the electricity increase or the rates increase or the sewage increase. Nobody in this city, where millions of people are unemployed, can afford that there. And so we are saying that the increases should not go ahead. Rather, what should happen, there should be a consultative process with everybody in Durban, get the representatives of Durban, which government knows, and sit down with them and let's find a solution jointly, rather than them going on their own and increasing the tariffs, but also the load shedding that's taking place that has a huge impact on people.
In terms of this march, what do you hope to achieve from it?
We hope to raise our voices. And we hope that the government will hear those voices in a loud and clear manner that the tariffs are not affordable and those tariffs should be scrapped.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.